now for the rest of the season?
You know, it's disappointing. You know, John, he's amazing. You know, first off, you know, thinking about John, you know, I know how much of a warrior he is and how competitive he is, you know, so it's disappointing on that side of it, you know, to be in his shoes because I've been there before, you know. But as a team, you know, we lose a great leader. You know, we lose someone in a certain aspect, you know, because I know John, and John will be here and he'll be coaching us up and giving us all of the tips that he has because he's just a sharing person like that, you know. So we lose someone great in an aspect.
And obviously this isn't the way that you want to get the job, but how do you think that you'll be able to slide in and make up for his absence?
What's the question again?
And just your role and you know, taking over, you know, leadership in the linebacker group.
You know, my role is my role. You know, my role has been what it's always been, to go in there and play wherever necessary, you know, to go in any position, you know. So I don't know what is it change in a leadership role, you know, for me. I think I just continue to be myself and continue to play linebacker. You know, who knows? Next week they may say, Jamil, play Sam or play something else, you know. So that's just who I am and that's just what I'm accustomed to being in. So, you know, I don't know how much different football becomes for me.
So when you say 53 isn't the mic, you're lying.
That was a good one. You know, I was waiting for that one. I might be telling a small fib. I might have been telling a fib.
Jamil, have you looked at the Colts at all yet?
Yeah, man. You know me. I'm a football guy. I've been breaking them down and getting into them. You know, they're a good team. You know, they're a good team, obviously, and that much everybody knows.
Luck, we had a chance to see him in the preseason, but yeah. this is a guy who can really light it up in a hurry.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing you got to keep in mind when you try to contain him?
Man, I don't even know if you can pick one thing right now at this point. I mean, a man can throw the ball. You know, he's amazing, you know, with throwing the ball. He has great accuracy, and he obviously can run. You know, so you kind of have to pick your poison at some point with him, you know. So when you're going against one of these quarterbacks, you know, like I say it every week, and I say it week in and week out, you know, you have to be able to count on all 11 men on the field, you know, and to know everybody is where they're supposed to be. Because, you know, one small crack, and this guy, he could throw the ball between two defenders and make it look easy, you know, one of the most complicated passes to do in this league.
So it seems as though it's not just his physical traits, but mentally he's extremely sharp and will hurt you if you screw up.
I mean, everybody in this league will hurt you if you screw up. This is the NFL. You know, you get no days off. No mistake is unseen. You know, even if the quarterback misses it, I bet you the coordinator upstairs sees it. You know, so this is the league, and they have a great, you know, organization, a great team, you know, great players, and the coaches, you know. I know Pagano personally, you know, so, you know, it'll be interesting, you know. And, you know, this is different than a preseason. That much we do know. We did see him in a preseason, but this is not the preseason. On both ends.
It's a different type of team in terms of they don't run the ball as much as some of the guys you've seen already. I mean, they throw the ball 61% of the time.
Yeah, they're good at throwing the ball, but they're good at running it. You know, I've seen some successful runs. You know, they have some good, hard, downhill, you know, hard-nosed runners, you know. So those are things that you have to defend too, you know. But like you did point to, you know, they do pass the ball. They do have a good quarterback, you know, and good receivers. So they will use that. But let's not forget that the running backs that they have, you know, can be very dangerous too in the same token.
You dug into them. You said, well, you obviously saw some – their running backs have done some damage in the passing attack as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
What is it about specifically Bradshaw that you've seen that they've – had so much success in that regard? I think he had six receiving touchdowns.
You know, when you could get running backs out of the backfield, you know, you're doing something good. It means that your O-line is blocking really well, you know, when you're getting that many people out, you know, and their running backs are getting the balls in their hand and they're taking it upfield, you know, trying to score. And that's, you know, that's what everybody expects, you know, at this level. But to be able to get it done, you know, on that type of basis is, you know, it's impressive. It's not anything that I want to play short.
John, that's my dog.
I know. He's obviously playing with Carolina, and he's going to make a decision to make. What? You know, how has he been doing? And when did you realize that this was going to be the?
So what's the question?
Reality?
You asked me like five.
How's
things.
He doing?
All right.
And when did you realize
how
that
is
this
doing?
Was going to be the reality and you were going to
how is
have
he
to
doing?
Move into
as far as,
full time?
As far as how is he doing, you know, John can speak more specifically on that. But if I could put myself in John's shoes, because I've been there before, you know, I could say that, you know, for me, you know, it'll be tough. You know, it's hard because you're a competitor. You want to be out there. You want to go. And, you know, and John, he's about as tough as I've seen in my experience. You know, I mean, this guy, you know, he's walking around like nothing is wrong with him, you know. So it's just, you know, it's unfortunate, you know. But as far as his journey and how he went along on it and who he's seen and what he did, you know, he can give you way more better detail than me. You know, I'm just an observer.